We had planned on having three young ladies as special. One of them's not well, and we look forward to that next week. So I wanted you to know that. Our Father, we thank you so much for your word, your eternal word, and its impact on our lives as we read it, as we take it in, as we ponder it. Use your word by your Spirit to do what Jesus said to the Father, sanctify them by thy word is truth, or thy truth is word. Lord, just we give the time to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. The last verse of the Gospel of John, John said there are many other things that Jesus did that if all of them were written down, the world could not even contain all the books that would be written. But God has chosen to put certain of the times of Jesus and instances of his being with people to be instructive to us. And I just, I think the one occasion that is written down was when Jesus was invited into Martha's home with Mary. And I find it very instructive. And I think for every Christian, there's a message there. There's two messages that come out of Martha and Mary's home with Jesus there. One is how very important it is to Jesus to spend time with him, to not be distracted, but to spend some real time with him. The other is to not be distracted and worried and too busy with other things. And I'm trusting that as we just look at some of these thoughts again, that God would use us to help us know better our walk with him and relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ. I would have to say earlier this week, I woke up one morning, a lot of things were going through my mind of things that needed to be done and all of that. And I could almost hear Jesus say, Roger, Roger. It doesn't sound as good as Martha, Martha, but I got the point that God doesn't want us. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as a world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And so realize that some of the things that we do every morning, every day, help us on not that. But I may not be alone, and sometimes things crowding in on you and needed to adjust some things. We choose daily to come to Jesus as in Matthew 11:28, where he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And he talks about yoking up with you so that he can get done through us what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, where it needs to be done. And that is real helpful in not carrying the load ourselves. We should not. He doesn't want us to. Secondly, I choose to abide in Jesus Christ. You know, this thing of abiding in Jesus Christ needs to be a consistent thing in our lives. And not only that he can work through us, that the Father really wants fruit, but one of the special things as we look forward to meeting the Lord in the air one of these days, where John said, my little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, you can have confidence and not be ashamed before him in his coming. This matter of constantly abiding in Jesus Christ is so very important, not only that he can work through us, but that we're ready to meet him. I must not lose sight of Colossians 1:16. Colossians 1:16 points out, exalting Jesus Christ, that everything in heaven and on earth was made by him and for him. And if he's in control in your life, he surely can take care of the things that are facing us in a day. I praise God for the Lord Jesus Christ being willing to want to come and dwell with us and us with him. And as we read in John 14, ultimately, when he takes us to himself, that he may be with us forever. But he wants to be with us now. At the end of Matthew, just a couple other thoughts on this matter of not being, as Martha was, I guess, distracted. She was troubled. She, at the end of Matthew 6, and this had more to do with the being concerned for our daily needs, where Jesus was saying to not worry about them. Your Father knows what you have need of. And he also took the occasion to say, you know, he takes care of the birds. He'll probably take care of you. Takes care of the lilies and things that here and gone, you're more important to him. But he did say, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Don't take tomorrow's burdens upon you. Now, there's right planning is good, but it needs to be done by his direction. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And I quote this, or put this in the bulletin, but it's such an important instruction there in Philippians 4, to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then the result of that is, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. As a young person, I was blessed to read it in J.B. Phillips' paraphrase. I understand he had paraphrased the New Testament for his youth group so that they could understand it better. It's a paraphrase, but it was like this. Don't worry about anything whatever. Tell God every detail of your needs in earnest and thankful prayer. And the peace of God, which transcends human understanding, will keep constant guard over your hearts and minds as they rest in Christ Jesus. So the solution to things that are troubling to us, things that are heavy on us, Jesus said, bring them to me. The other solution is commit them to God at thanksgiving with in prayer that he will handle them. I believe as I go back to the time in Mary and Martha's home with Jesus, I believe Martha was a mature believer. She certainly is a take charge kind of person. But I wanted to, in John 11, where the whole situation with Lazarus being sick, and Mary and Martha had gotten word to him, we need you, Lazarus is sick. Next thing it says, he loved them. It's special people to him, those sisters and brother. And it says he waited 2 days to go. That's another message, and Lord willing, might share some thoughts about when Jesus waits. It's amazing. God is in control of timing for his own purposes. But anyway, in John 11, verse 5 does point out, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard that, he waited 2 days. But anyway, when he did come, the conversation, I think, with Martha points out her understanding of scripture and understanding of spiritual truth. I'll just share a few verses. It said, verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask God, God will give thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And so it shows you Martha's understanding. Really, I see her as quite a mature believer. But in Luke chapter 10, let me go back there for a minute. We have the story of how Jesus came into their house and set up a scenario for us that can help us in our relationship with the Lord. She was making a meal to serve. And by the way, after the resurrection of Lazarus, there was another meal she was serving. So she's quite a hostess, evidently. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. That was a common place for Mary. I'm not sure. I assume she's a younger sister. But she was at Jesus' feet here in this story in Luke 10. In John 11, when Jesus came to call Lazarus back to life, when Mary saw him, she fell at his feet. Then another meal, Mary was at his feet anointing them with a rare, expensive ointment and wiping them with her hair. It was common for her to be at Jesus' feet, a story that really tells her devotion to him, her dependence on him, her love for him. But Martha, it says, was cumbered, and most translations says she was distracted with much serving. And interesting what she said unto Jesus. Let me find my place here. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. That's a picture now. I don't know what all was on the stove, what all was going, but it was troublesome to Martha. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? She did not see the value of what Mary was getting at God come down in the flesh and sitting in your home and talking to hers. And then not only that, she said, bid her therefore that she help me. Don't you care, Lord? I got a lot going on in the kitchen here. I suppose there's some can identify with that. And that's when Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're so distracted. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. But Mary, one thing is needful. And I don't think it's talking about the food. One thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I think we see the point. Here you have Martha. She understands Scripture. She understands her Lord Jesus. She understands who he is. But she is somehow taken up with the meal. Mary loves Jesus, obviously. Jesus loved all three of them. And sits at his feet and listens to him. And for Martha to say, don't you care that she's not helping me? it's sometimes we need a situation like that to open our eyes. I really don't know what Martha did at that point. I'd like to hear the rest of the story. What did Martha do when he says she chose the best part? Did she put the meal on hold? I don't know. I know that after Lazarus was raised from dead, she's cooking a meal again. But maybe she can do it in a way that it's not going to be distracting. I guess the thing that it speaks to me about the Lord Jesus is so concerned that we hear him, that we spend time with him, that it's such a privilege. And I've shared before, but I not got all the scriptures right now, but Jesus loved to be with his own. He loved time alone. Even in Laodicea, the church that was, he said, was lukewarm. It was disgusting. He said, basically made you feel like spitting it out of your mouth. They weren't hot, they weren't cold. But he said to them, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. I want to spend time. I want your life to be engaged with me, that I'm that special to you. In John 17, in his praying, he said to the Father, I pray that they would be with me and be able to behold my glory. And of course, we know that ultimately, when Jesus calls us home, we're going to be with him, and it's to be with him on through eternity. But he wants us to be with him now. He wants us to be concerned and not be so busy that we're distracted. I think it speaks to me about they're maybe following Jesus, maybe yoking up with him, maybe abiding in him, sometimes very busy. But don't let the busyness, I'm talking to myself, don't let the busyness distract from being with Jesus. Appreciate him, loving him, thanking him, and so forth. I thought of another occasion on the Mount of Transfiguration. And you know the story that Jesus took three of his own with him, and he was transfigured. They got to see him in his glory while he was still here in his flesh before he was crucified and risen. And Moses and Elijah appeared with him. A wonderful experience of seeing into eternity, really, and the glory of it. But it's so interesting that after they left, Peter says, this is Peter says, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you and one for Elijah and one for Moses. I think he didn't know what to say. But somehow, let's get busy and do something. A cloud came over him right then, and then God's voice spoke to them out of the cloud. This is my son, beloved son, hear him. This is a time not to build tabernacles, not to do anything, but just to appreciate him, hear him. And I think that is so important for us to realize, don't get too busy to miss out on the best thing. And that's what he said. Mary has chosen the best thing, and it's not going to be taken away from her. We're still talking about it today. And I just thought one of the things that's helpful to me, something that came out of Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret, that I think is really something to lay hold of and say to him, Lord Jesus, make thyself to me a living, bright reality, more present two-faced vision keen than any outward object seen, more dear, more intimately nigh than even the sweetest earthly tie. Now, I would also say it's in our nature to get busy, but I believe we also have an enemy that would prompt us to get busy and distracted and not be enjoying and praising God for our close walk with Jesus Christ. Let me share that one more time. Lord Jesus, a prayer to him, make yourself to me a living, bright reality, more present to face vision, keen than any outward object seen, more dear, more intimately nigh than even the sweetest earthly time. I suspect that Martha never wanted Jesus to have to say again, Martha, Martha. I don't want to have to hear him say, Roger, Roger. Don't be distracted. Keep your relationship with me clear and spend time with me. I appreciate, and I'm going to just share what Annie Johnson Flint shared in verse about Mary and Martha. Martha was busy and hurried, serving the friend divine, cleansing the cups and the platters, bringing the bread and the wine. But Martha was careful and anxious and fretted in thought and in word. She had no time to be sitting while she was serving the Lord. For Martha was cumbered with serving. Martha was troubled with things, those that would pass with the using. She was forgetting her wings. Mary was quiet and peaceful, learning to love and to live. Mary was hearing his precepts. Mary was letting him give. Give of the riches eternal, treasures of mind and of heart, learning the mind of the Master, choosing the better part. Do we ever labor at serving till voices grow fretful and shrill, forgetting how to be loving, forgetting how to be still? Do we strive for things and possession and toil for perishing meat, neglecting the one thing needful, sitting at Jesus' feet? Service is good when he asks it. Labor is right in its place. But there is one thing better, looking up in his face. There's so much he can tell us, truths that are precious and deep. This is a place where he wants us. These are the things we can keep. May God speak to us about our own walk with him and carefulness not to be distracted. He came to be with us, so one day we'll be home with him, but he wants to enjoy this time in fellowship with us now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for obedience to the Father, coming and taking on a body of flesh and living in and hard things, but most of all to have to face bearing our sin on the cross, bearing our eternal punishment on the cross. Thank you. May we look forward to rejoice in your presence, but may we not wait till then. And may we, in an ongoing way, have wonderful fellowship with you. Thank you that you want us to be with you, and we certainly need to be with you. Thank you, Father, for your love that sent Savior, and thank you, Jesus, for paying the price. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like us to do a song here at the end. It's 597. He is so precious to me. If you could stand, we'll sing that first verse. 597. Before I close in prayer, I think we just a little quiet time. If there's anything you need to tell Jesus, just Martha can be a ministry to us for having to have the Lord reprove her. Just take a moment. If there's something you need to tell our dear Savior before I close. Out of all the many, many, many stories and occasions and things that Jesus was about, thank you for including this little time with Mary and Martha. And it really speaks volumes about what you want, Lord Jesus. May we respond. And now let the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.